"Who can be saved?" the people asked. Then Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God. It is impossible for us as human beings to save ourselves. We just can't. Through sin, and all of us have sinned, with the exception of Jesus and the Blessed Mother, through sin we incur a cosmic debt and are made slaves to both sin and death. So how does one repay that? How do we redeem ourselves from that? And the answer is that we can. It's impossible, but not for God. Which is why God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, reconciled the world, us, to himself, and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of our sins. We couldn't redeem ourselves, so God did it for us. He ransomed us from the devil. He bought us back and brought us back to God. He made the atonement for our sins, making us at one with God again. This is why we need Jesus as our Savior. In our gospel this morning, we meet the rich young man. He's devout, he's sincere. He ran up to Jesus and knelt at his feet and said, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And if you listened or read carefully, which commandments did Jesus mention? They're the ones that had to do with loving neighbor. We remember the Ten Commandments. They're categorized into two groups. The first three are about our obligations to God. "I am the Lord your God. You shall not have other gods before me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day." But the last seven are about our obligations to our neighbor. And these are the ones that Jesus mentioned. And the man says all excitedly, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth. I've already done these things. What do I do next?" And Jesus looked at him and loved him. I think that's a very important detail. Jesus doesn't condemn the man like he does with the Pharisees or the scribes, because he can read his heart. He knows that he means well. But there's much more to getting to heaven than checking a few boxes: not stealing, not murdering, not harming our neighbor. If all that's needed to get to heaven, then the majority of us don't really need a God or a Savior. But the reality is, we do need one. Jesus doesn't mention those first three commandments because he wants us to draw special attention to them. He wants the man to fill in the blanks, as if to say, "Have you really observed all the commandments? Do you really have no other gods apart from the one true God? Do you really honor the name of God in your life? Do you really set apart a holy time for God? Or do you just think you do?" Because God wants more. Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." God wants our hearts, our souls, our minds. And that's very hard. But that's what we're called to struggle to every day. God wants all of us, not a piece. He doesn't want what's left over in our hearts. But that's what the man was offering to God. So Jesus gave him an opportunity to give it all. He said to him, "You're lacking in one thing. Go sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And then come follow me. Give up everything and then follow me." And at that statement, his face fell and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Of course, there's nothing wrong with having possessions. The problem comes, though, when those possessions possess us. And that's what was holding the man back. As much as he loved God, as much as he obeyed the law, he was entangled in and limited by his possessions. So Jesus wanted to give him a new chance at life. He was inviting him to come along with him into a life of walking in God's plans and God's purposes, where God leads and supplies all that he needs. That's an exciting invitation, but a scary one as well. And it's an invitation that is extended to all of us. God isn't just out to touch our hearts and forgive our sins. He wants to change us. And then he wants to use us. And the more we are willing to be changed and formed by God, the more he is able to use us as his instrument. We have to let go of everything else so that we can hold on to him. So let us ask Jesus to help us see whatever it is that is holding us back. Let us ask him to let go of it. The life with Christ is a journey. It's a process, and that takes time. And perhaps the man came back later to Christ. He left, but returned. And so must we. We can't do it on our own. No human being has the ability to do so. Only Christ can give us the strength, the direction, the resources to build up the relationship with him, and to address that which is holding us back in our relationship with Jesus. So let us say yes to him and to grab on.